Utah House Minority Leader Brian King got broad support for a bill last session that makes it harder for people with domestic violence backgrounds to buy a gun. Now that it's law, he's planning another bill to strengthen it. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
People with a history of domestic violence are now prohibited from buying a gun, and if they try, that information is passed along to law enforcement. Now, King wants to make sure that if someone fails a background check, that information is also given to courts, adult probation and parole, and others. He says, for example, if someone tries to purchase a gun who's going through a contentious divorce, he wants the judge in that case to know.
There's an increased likelihood that if the judge knows about it, there is going to be an attempt made to make sure that that individual gets rid of any guns that they may already have, or the measures are taken that are reasonable and responsible to make sure that that individual doesn't get hold of the gun.
Recent mass shootings, such as the one in Sutherland Springs, Texas, have intensified scrutiny over the link between domestic violence and gun laws. King is also planning a bill to ban bump stocks, like those used by the Las Vegas shooter in October. The device alters a semi-automatic gun to make it shoot more like an automatic. Whitney Evans, KUER News.